absolutely pumped for this delicious lady to be coming to the Illawarra. Tony Childs at Anita's in Thirroul, July 14. Good morning, Tony Childs.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Good
yes,
afternoon. Boulder, Colorado.
You're in Colorado. I thought, did you get rid of your place in Hawaii?
Well, actually, I moved to Australia. Did you know that?
I did. You were up on the northern beaches, far New South Wales north coast, near Mullumbimby, aren't you?
That's right.
Oh, wait, so you're in America now, but you live in Australia.
She's a splitter.
That's exactly right.
Oh, what a life. I like that. Now, what I love with what you're doing at the moment, Tony, is tell me about these yoga festivals and how that came about in incorporating that into your music.
Well, while I was living on the island of Kauai, Hawaii, we decided to do the Vagina Monologues. And Eve Ensler, the actual author who wrote the Vagina Monologues, she came to our humble production, and it turned out she was a huge Tony Childs fan. And afterwards, we were like two little kids head to head, and she was like, what are you doing on this rock? You need to be making music. I want you to write an anthem that will inspire people to end violence against women and girls for all time. Brilliant. And you can't say no. And I was like, wow, that's a big ask, Eve. And she said, I want it for a documentary called Until the Violence Stops. And so I got sent the rough cut, and it was really good. And I made her no promises, and I ended up writing the song, Because You're Beautiful, with David Ricketts and David Tickle and another gentleman. And it ended up winning an Emmy. And then I put it on an album called Keep the Faith, and I started touring again. So Eve and this song was responsible for me to start making music again.
Okay, I've got a quick question, girls, and it's the obvious one. What is the Vagina Monologues?
Okay. The Vagina Monologues is a play. And this play has been, I think something like 189 countries have performed this play. It's reached all over the world. Yeah. It's funny. It's humorous. It's profound.
It's not naughty, Charles. They're not naked on stage.
No.
It's not a puppet show.
It's not like the other show that I heard about, and I am actually fascinated to go and see. But we're not going to talk about that.
Well, we're fascinated about seeing you do your thing at Anita's.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, yes, and so, okay, let me just, I'll finish this really quickly.
Yeah,
so
we've got to get to the yoga, how the yoga came in. And
the yoga, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But the thing is that song affects women and men because it's beyond gender. You know, we're all wounded and have a beauty wound. And this is the realization that I came to. This really takes a bit longer interview, but yoga, I saw women in the audience and they looked checked out. They looked like they were, and this was all over theaters, all over Australia, into the nooks and crannies of Australia. And it just looked like people had left themselves on the side of the road and forgot to go back and get themselves. And I was like, okay, I want you women to come onto the stage with me and I want to sing to you. And when I did it, these poor people who were in the theater, they're like losing it, crying and feeling shaken to the bone, and I was like, okay, I need to like take this into a safer space. So I've been practicing yoga for 30 years. My mother and brother teach yoga. And so I thought, let me bring it into a yoga venue because it's very safe there. And so after every show, I created a yoga session so people could receive this song. And it's very powerful and very moving. And yes, I sing this song also in the show. But when you're in the show, you're there to have you're not there to have some existential crisis, be pop to the surface. But yet my music's always very emotional, and because it's a way I try to make sense of my world and want to embrace making my way through whatever it is that's going on with myself that's not really serving me.
Oh, we absolutely cannot wait to see you at Anita's in Thirroul, July 14. Tony Childs, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I just want to say, this is a greatest hits concert, and I never do it. So the people at Anita's are going to get a real treat.
Sensational.
But we won't have to do yoga. I can just go and enjoy
afterwards.
It and not have to do yoga.
Remember, it's at the wellness center. Thank you.
Good on you, Tony.
Sorry, we have to go. Thank you so much, Tony.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Aloha.